Good evening, Little Saigon, Seattle. This is your good friend Dan, and it's 8 p.m. on April the 11th, 2020. That's 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. How you guys doing? You having a great Saturday? That's right, it's 8 p.m. here in, actually, Seattle was really sunny today, and that was kind of nice. You know, I jogged twice this week. That's right, I jogged. I actually exercised. The first jog, I went 1.5 miles. That's not very far. The second jog, I went 2 miles. That's better. Considering I haven't actually exercised much in a few months, I think that's pretty good. I'm not proud of myself, I just think it's important for people to exercise. Even in the lockdown, plague year, sideways Sally, up the butt Bill Gates, what the fuck is going on, coronavirus, woo flu, blah blah blah, viral epidemic of what the fuckitude. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't done as many personal podcasts in the last couple weeks. I haven't really been in a good space for that. I don't want to complain too much. We're all having hard times with the lockdown, the pseudo-martial law. If you remember that film, what was that movie? Shit, trying to remember it. Fuck. Animal House. You remember Animal House and the double secret probation? That's what this fucked up sideways Sally medical martial law feels like. They tell you, it's not martial law, Daniel. They just want you to stay home so you don't get other people sick. Well, that's funny. Because I took some film this week of nurses and Karens and nurses having coffee. Please check out the videos on the YouTube channel. If you don't know, I'll try to include a link. I took lots of videos of construction workers playing grab ass. Essential construction workers laying down some type of grab ass cable. Yeah, so if this is so important for us to stay indoors, it does seem like essential workers have something magical going on. I also read this week that the one emergency hospital that was set up by Washington State was torn down. Now, why is that funny? It's funny because I live in Seattle, folks. I don't live in New York City. I don't live in Podunk, Texas. I don't live in Saskatchewan, Canada. I live in Seattle. Seattle is an Asia-Pacific tech hub. And I live in Chinatown, one of the dirtier parts of it. There aren't any clean parts. I live in transient housing with shared kitchens. Yeah. I'm 50 years old, my diet sucks, I take mass transit, and it's the middle of fucking April almost. So if this fucking whatever the fuck it is, coronavirus, COVID, whatever the fuck it is, if it's real, and you were to ask a logical fucking question, since Dan lives, oh, also I live amongst a lot of illegal Chinese immigrants, if Dan lives in that place, which would be more likely, that the COVID would hit her first, like hit where I live first, or New York City, or Texas, or what the fuck, Michigan? I don't know what the fuck the governor of fucking Michigan is thinking and some of these other places, but what the fuck is going on in their heads? But here in Seattle, in Little Saigon, I'm in a viral safe zone. Viral safe zone. It must be because of how dirty the streets are. It must be because of the huge undocumented Asian population. It must be because Seattle's an Asia-Pacific tech hub, but yeah. I've not seen it yet. I've not experienced it yet. A few months ago, I guess I thought I had it. Guess what? I probably had the fucking cold. Given that it lasted about a week, given that pretty much the physical symptoms were mild, the psychological symptoms of being brain fucked by Twitter nurses online, that was different. That's a different story. I definitely got brain fucked by some Twitter nurses, you know, people on Twitter, because yeah, last Christmas I was feeling lonely and I decided to create another Twitter account. I don't give a fuck. It doesn't matter. If you go to my SoundCloud page, you'll find a link to it. Fuck, fuck, fuck. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. But when I got sick, you know, back in February, some Twitter nurses checked in on me and said, well, you know, Dan, you know, you better go to the hospital. And it's like, I gotta say, if I'd listened to some of those fucking Twitter nurses, I'd probably be dead. Because I'm pretty certain that what I had was a fucking cold. And I'm also certain that the Trump administration wants to count every fucking dead thing as dead from the virus. Everything that dies this year was killed by the virus. If your grandma dies, they'll tell you it's the fucking virus. That's right, anything that dies this year was killed by the virus. Everything that dies in 2020 is killed by the COVID. Every single fucking thing. That's the current theory coming from that woman, Dr. Birx, Dr. Bricks. I don't know who the fuck she is. Dr. Fauci tells us that we should never shake hands again. Well, that's great. Thank you, Dr. Fauci. If I ever see you, I'll punch you in the fucking face. Fuck you, Fauci. Fuck you, Fauci. What a dick. Yeah, and Bill Gates is telling us that we can't have any more gatherings. No more gatherings, people. No more gatherings for church. No more gatherings for parties. No more gatherings. This all sounds really fucking creepy. And the other thing they're telling us, you won't be able to get a job again or to eat food or to do anything unless you take the mark of the COVID. I know a lot of you folks are atheists, that's okay. But if you're an atheist right now and you're listening to the storyline of the COVID, do yourself a fucking favor and crack open Revelations and a few other prophecies here and there. They're scattered throughout the Bible. That's how prophecy works, buddy. You might find some meaning even as an atheist in this, but what I will tell you is this certainly looks like bullshit to me. I don't want to spend more time. Let's get to the first topic. I just made dinner. I had Scrumuli 14. What's Scrumuli 14, you might say? It's the name I give to the meat substance I bought in cans several months ago as a backup protein. It was disgusting as fuck, but if you add mustard to it, it tasted less bad. Tasted less bad if you added mustard to the scrumuli. Here's my general theory on prepared meats in general. Like, if you are one of those people that will buy a Lunchable or one of these little cans of tuna that's already got the mayonnaise in it and the garlic, let me let you in a little. Here's a little piece of advice. The reason why these companies do this is because the meat you're eating is rotten. It is not healthy. It is not good for you. The fact that your nose smells it and it says, Dan, this smells like shit, well, that's probably a sign that it's shit. Now, me, right now, I don't have a lot of money, so I'm going to eat the meat that I got in the can because fuck it, it's that or it's death, man. But still, here's my basic theory. It's like, these companies, they go through a batch process. Said, well, we just harvested all the chickens for, you know, March 2020. And, you know, we've got to put things in, you know, we got to do something with these leftover meat products from the grocery stores. Well, what if we chop them up and mince them with garlic and mayonnaise and call it prepared tuna fish? Yeah. Scrumuli 14. Anyways, I'm a bit off my game, so I'm not going to try to be too humorous. I'm not capable of it right now. I'm kind of mostly pissed off. And so I'm going to get into it. If you don't know who Scott Adams is famous for Dilbert, that historically important cartoon that reinforced the basic notions concerning engineers and technology and created more stereotypes than we could possibly know what to do with. The pointy-headed boss, that's a good one. I I believe back in 2016, Scott was one of the first ones to get on the Trump bandwagon. Yeah, he's a great guy. He's on Twitter. He is at Scott Adams Says. That's at Scott Adams Says. And I'm going to read a thread from today. This is from today, and this regards the whole issue of privacy and freedom and autonomy and self-determination and what's left of your fucking dignity. So let me read what Scott Adams had to say. And I'm going to read all these tweets because they're part of a thread as a continuous thread. There's different tweets in this, but they're all connected. He chose to do that as part of a thread. The sooner the public realizes we will need to choose between freedom and privacy, the faster we can recover. My assumption is that we will never be safe from viruses or terrorism unless we give up privacy to gain that protection. For example, our only way past the coronavirus might involve aggressive contact tracing via the phone. Students of history will say, losing our privacy is a fast track to losing all of our freedoms. But that only happens if people running the government keep their privacy while you lose yours. I don't favor that. Thank you, Scott. I can imagine a system in which we are all anonymously tracked for virus tracing purposes. The algorithm could spit out text messages warning people of contact with infected without any human being aware of the specifics. Maybe have some bipartisan oversight too. Well, that's great there, Scott, because truly the greatest and nicest things in American history happen when Republicans and Democrats agree. Actually, that's when you tend to get fucked up the butt. My point is that we probably no longer have the option of maintaining both our freedom and our personal privacy in the same fashion as the past. But I think we can be smart enough to limit the downside risk. Well, folks, I'm going to stop here because you can go to Scott Adams' fucking Twitter feed to listen to that piece of shit yourself. He's a scumbag. Purportedly, he gives a shit about freedom. No. He is a New World Order, take the mark of the beast, suck Satan's cock scumbag. And you know what? Based upon these bullshit tweets, I suspect he's got a little bit of a, well, a little bit of a history that is being held over his head. Now I know, but Dan, I voted for Trump and he voted for Trump, yeah. So riddle me this. In the very first seconds after the banks started coming short on short-term lending last fucking September, before we heard about the virus, before the fucking virus even showed up, right? Do you know who got helped out? The big banks, the big corporations. And then when the market started tanking early in this year, you know who got helped out? The powerful, the rich, friends of Scott Adams, you fuck. But you're going to get your check soon. The check's in the mail. The check's in the mail. The check's in the fucking mail. Now let's analyze what Scott says. He says that we can create a system that will operate autonomously to track us. And no human being has to know anything about it. Scott, you're an idiot. You clearly haven't worked around software in a while. I've worked, I don't know, at Microsoft and a few other fucking places. I'll let you on a little secret. Your magical system will never fucking exist. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. And if the government has anything to do with building it, you fucking moron, it will likely be one of the shittiest pieces of software ever. Cue Microsoft Amalga. Microsoft Amalga, funded by the 2009 Omnibus Stimulus Package, under the category of meaningful use for the NIH, that's the National Institute of Health, you fuck. I was working at Harborview during year two of the successful, this is what they told TRICARE when they tried to throw this shitty fucking data warehouse on the military's fucking soldiers on VA. They told TRICARE that the University of Washington Medical Center was a fucking success story. Hey, Scott, we couldn't generate infectious disease reports reliably for several months. Now, here, Scott, you're stupid, so I'm going to explain this to you. An infectious disease report tells the nurse not to put your fucking loved one in a fucking post-op room where someone else had fucking MRSA. That's, you know, multiple resistant staphylococcus. You know, basically the flesh-eating shit. Yeah. Amongst other fucking infections like, I don't know, fungal infections. Yeah. The infectious disease report could not be reliably generated by this government-funded clinical data repository. That's just an example. Let's flash forward to October 2013, Obama's premier system for registering for Obamacare. Remember that fuck? You remember the fuck of October 2013? Yeah, Scott, you remember? I mean, you might be senile and fucking stupid as fuck, but do you remember, Scott? And I'm talking to Scott because he's a piece of shit. He'll never hear this podcast, but my God, if I ever met him, I'd punch him in the fucking face. What a piece of shit. Anyways, he's telling us that the government can build a magical system that will make sure that we don't get too close to each other and that it will magically protect our fucking whatever data without actually putting us in any fucking risk. And hey, we're going to have to give up some of our freedom because, my God, the virus might kill us. Scott, I live in Little Saigon, Seattle. I live in transient housing. Why don't you come here? In fact, anybody listening to this that wants to call bullshit on me, why don't you come to visit me right here? Come on down, Scott. Come on down. You and I can talk. I can walk up to Harborview. Oh, by the way, I'm half a mile from the only, well, not the only, excuse me, the premier Level 1 trauma center in Seattle, in the Pacific Northwest. I'm half a mile from the fucking county hospital. I'm half a mile from every fucking hospital in Seattle, and I have not seen hide or tail of this fucking magical goddamn virus. But now, you want to have us get chipped, and then give the government the power to monitor where we go, wherever we go. Fuck you, Scott. Fuck you. I wish I could say fuck you in a way that would shoot like a laser beam and blow your brains out. That's how angry I am with your bullshit. You know, when I was a kid, they would tell me that America was the land of the free and the home of the brave. What this virus should have revealed to everybody, every army officer I was commissioned with, every piece of shit person in this fucking city and all across the country. America is the land of the slave. America is the home of the coward. We are slaves and cowards. Scott, you're a fucking coward. You're a moral coward. You are a philosophical coward, and you're just a piece of shit. You want to speak for people and talk about, oh, if you read his thread, by the way, he talks about the upsides of the virus. Let me find one of his choice fucking tweets about the upside of the virus. He's got some good ones, if I can find one. I really don't want to read his shit because I think he's a scumbag, but fuck it. I'm going to read it because this fucking tweet is great. Oh, here's one from 7 hours ago. While the cost of the coronavirus pandemic will be trillions, actually, That's the money being used to pay off bad bets, you fucking moron. While the costs of the coronavirus pandemic will be trillions, the long-term gains for the United States are shaping up to be extraordinary. What kind of a piece of shit would say stuff like that if this were real? My sister Nancy died of cancer in 2012. If some piece of shit came up to me when she was dying of cancer and told me something stupid like that, well, while the situation of your sister is terrible, it's going to be extraordinary once she's dead. I think I would have stabbed the guy in the head with a pencil. That's how angry I am about this emotionally, philosophically, spiritually tone-deaf bullshit, this cowardly piece of crap, Scott Adams. Let's read another one of Scott Adams' tweets. He's got some good ones. Oh, is this a good one? Let's see, another good one here, talking about how much money we can make. Yeah, I just don't even want to go into it. I'm going to leave it alone. I got to go to the next topic. I'm going to leave it alone, folks. Pisses me off too much. Pisses me off way too fucking much. What a piece of shit. You know, Dilbert might be funny, and you know what? A lot of people probably enjoyed reading Dilbert back in the day. And if you like Dilbert, great. I think the Scott Adams is a piece of shit. I think he's going to sit in a hot tub giving hand jobs to Bill Gates. And yeah, that's about all I want to say about Scott Adams. Now, next up, I'd like to read a newspaper article. Excuse me, an article posted to the web by Cairo 7. That's a local Seattle station. I think this article goes back to 2014. And here's the headline. I'm going to double check the date on this. Yep, 2014, December 31st. Wow, 2014. Headline, Cairo7.com. Man arrested at Bill Gates' estate for reportedly trading child porn. Now, before I continue, my last contract at Microsoft, which ended in August of last year, by choice, by the way, which means I got sick of their bullshit and I left. Yeah, my last contract was with the security group. And if you listen to their bullshit, they'd tell you Microsoft knows how to keep track of everything. Everything. They're really good at their security. Microsoft is so smart. Wow, was there a guy by the name of Bill Gates that, I don't know, founded Microsoft? Wow. I wonder, right? What a fuck. Headline. Man arrested at Bill Gates' estate for reportedly trading child porn. Let's read on, and then let's use some fucking common sense. And this is, again, December 31st, 2014. Police arrested a Seattle man at Bill Gates and Melinda Gates' mansion for allegedly collecting more than 6,000 child rape photos. Rick Allen Jones, reportedly employed as an engineer at the Gates home, is also accused of trading pornography images via Gmail. He is charged with possession of child pornography. The 51-year-old has been collecting child porn for a decade, according to King County prosecutors. In 2013, investigators started looking at Jones. They were able to track him down in March after he shared a suspicious image through Gmail. After failing to find Jones at his Ballard apartment, police found him at the estate. None of this alleged crime actually happened at Gates Mansion. Whatever. That's a really badly written fucking sentence for obvious reasons. While Jones was talking to detectives at Gates Estate, three more detectives had a search warrant for Jones' Ballard apartment. There they found more than 6,000 images of graphic child porn and rape, 133 of which were children identified by police. Remember, this is an employee of Bill Gates who worked at his mansion. You have to use some common sense, listeners. Jones has not been jailed, but he's ordered to stay away from all children. So think about this. That's the end of the article. Not a very long article when you consider that this motherfucker, this pedophile, was working at Bill Gates' mansion. Okay? He was working with child porn. Bill Gates will tell you that he is smart enough to design a viral framework for tracking everybody. But he could not make sure that a pedo wasn't trading pedo images at his own fucking estate. He couldn't do that. He wasn't capable of keeping his own house clean. But he is convinced that he can rid the world of the magical fucking virus. You guys gotta think about this one, folks. You gotta really meditate. The motherfucker Bill Gates, who is telling you that he can make sure that we all got a certificate of viruses and everyone is checked and safe, could not keep a pedo engineer out of his mansion. And the guy is supposedly smart. The guy supposedly has smart people working for him. And yeah, people in software engineering are supposed to know about fucking security. If you work as a software engineer and you don't understand all the aspects of security, you're probably in the wrong field, especially in 2020, and definitely, I would argue, also 2014. Calmly, please listen. Okay? Listen and understand. This is the guy who wants to make sure that you can't have a job, that you can't eat, that you can't go to church unless you take some mark that tells people you've got your vaccination. But he could not keep a pedophile out of his fucking house. Yeah, I think that makes sense. As you can tell, I'm a little bit angry today. We are currently being told that we're not going to be able to function in this free country unless we have some kind of fucking certificate. Some type of injectable. Bill Gates wants an injectable quantum bullshit certificate. Yeah, I'm sure that's been tested on rats. This motherfucker, who probably knew about Microsoft Amalga and definitely got some money from that fucking bullshit, this motherfucker wants to convince you that he's capable of keeping the world safe from a virus that in dirty, nasty, fucking little Saigon, I haven't even seen evidence of yet. None. Not a little. Not a little. None. Zero. Zip. Nada. Yeah, New York City's got problems. I got a little fucking news flash for you. If there are witnesses to this goddamn robbery that's occurring, this robbery where not trillions, but quadrillions are being stolen, most of those witnesses probably live in New York. I'm off my game. I'm too fucking pissed off. Too fucking pissed off. Bill Gates wants us to stay inside. Scott Adams wants us to believe the government can create software that isn't shit. Or rather, software that's so fucking reliable that we can trust that we'll be protected, according to Scott Adams. And what I'm telling you is you should not trust either of these motherfuckers. And if you do, you're fucking crazy. If you let Bill Gates have your kid vaccinated, you do not give a shit about your kid. If you listen to Scott Adams' advice on the future, you don't give a shit about your community. You are also probably a piece of shit. And I don't care. You know, you can leave comments in the YouTube. I really don't care. Chances are, this particular video or podcast, depending upon where you listen to it, will probably be banned, deleted. I don't care. I gave my heart to Christ Jesus years ago. I don't care about whatever this world offers, because guess what? Mostly it offers a shit sandwich for a lot of people. I've lived a life here in Little Saigon for a couple years at a certain level that has made me happy. You know why I like Little Saigon versus all the nice neighborhoods in Seattle? And before I go into that, let me tell you a story from 2018. I was working on another contract at Microsoft, and one of the Chinese employees was asking me where I was going to move to, because I'd just moved back to Seattle and I was getting an apartment. And I said, well, I was thinking of moving to, you know, Chinatown. And this Chinese citizen looked at me and said, why would you move there? There's poor people there. There's black people there. That's right. This Chinese person revealed a few things. One, classism. And a little bit of racism. And yeah, being Chinese or Indian or transgender at Microsoft means you're going to be a blue badge. Yeah. Anywho, clearly the Chinese guy knew that where I lived was low class, and I love it. You know, you want to know why I love it here? Because there's no pretentious bullshit. When I walk down the streets, nobody judges me. You know why? Why would anybody judge anyone here? Why would anybody do that? We're all in the same fucking shit sandwich here. And yet, given its state and given what it is, it's still a better place today than where it's going to be a year from now. Where everywhere in this country will be a year from now. Whether it's the infinite gray nothing of the Bill Gates, Scott Adams, Donald Trump, Baron Munchausen, Mnuchin, Powell, Fauci, up the butt, yin yang, let Chip the robot dog bite you and insert your monitoring card. Whether it's that, which will be bullshit, and I won't survive that. I'm just going to tell you straight up, that is not a world I live in. That'll be a world where I become extinct. Or it's the pull it, you know, blow it up. Let's all leave, you know, get out of Dodge before the sheriff arrives, so to speak, which in this case will be all the angry millions of people. A year from now, this country is going to be a fucking hellhole. And I don't care if you believe in the Bill Gates magical fucking chip or the Scott Adams crap about all the trillions we're going to make off of all the fucking supposedly dead bodies. You got to listen to Scott Adams' bullshit too, because clearly he doesn't know who Bastiat was. I mean, Scott Adams is a good example of reverso Bastiat. The Bastiat that believed that you can make money by blowing shit up. Of course, actual Bastiat believed thinking like that was crap. That's what's referred to as the broken windows fallacy. But I'm telling you that whether it's the hellhole dystopia that Bill Gates wants or something else, a year from now, it's going to be worse. Where I'm at right now in Little Saigon, it's perfect for me. It is the one little scrap, the one little fragment of dignity I have left is to live here and make a couple grand a month and just exist. I don't want a lot. I don't expect a lot. I don't give a shit if you help me. I don't want your fucking help. I just want to be left the fuck alone. And this policy, this strategy, this program, this cult that Bill Gates is leading isn't going to let any of us alone. None of us will be left alone. I want to go to church tomorrow. I want to go to a congregation tomorrow. I want to go to church. I don't want to go online and be mediated by Facebook or Twitter. I want to actually be around people. That's not going to happen. Months ago, I told someone that we would live in a time when actual Christians would be driven underground. And I got laughs. I got guffaws. Yeah. Who's laughing now? I'm not laughing. I didn't mean it as a joke. I didn't mean it as funny. I meant that we will live in a time where Christians will be driven, actual Christians. I don't mean the bullshit Christians. I don't mean the fucking Pope who's basically working for Satan. No, I mean actual believers in Jesus Christ will be driven underground. That's next on the menu, folks. Remember how Nero blamed the Christians for burning Rome? Clearly, I'm pissed off. And that's one of the reasons why I haven't done any fictional writing in about a month. And that's one of the reasons why I haven't done a lot of personal podcasts. I've been too pissed off, too angry, too frustrated, too crazy. There are people tonight, men and women, kids, who are going to choose to kill themselves because of this fucking lockdown. I'm going to repeat this for Scott Adams. I'm going to repeat this for Bill Gates, you fucking pedophile. I'm going to repeat this for every fucking scumbag listening to me who thinks this is a fucking joke. There are people who are shut in tonight who will kill themselves. I don't think their numbers will be counted. In fact, if they are counted, guess what? Like I said at the beginning, they'll be counted as COVID. You know, Jesus Christ, and I know that's bullshit. There are people tonight who are going to commit suicide. They're going to kill themselves because of the stupid fucking lockdown that is probably a monumental lie. Probably part of a monumental robbery, the largest robbery in human history. A robbery of thousands of trillions of dollars. Of course, using the dollar as some reference point at this point is kind of stupid, isn't it? It's pointless. But yeah, in terms of the dollar, thousands of trillions are being stolen by multiple organizations. You can wait for your check, though. You can wait for your money from the state. And by the time it's ready, I'm sure it'll come with a little string attached or a little vaccine. But what I'm telling you is what's not funny is there are people who need help. There are people who need physical fucking contact. They need a human being. And this lockdown is dooming them to death. So if you think it's funny, if you think it's humorous, if you think it's okay, maybe I'll go to hell, but I'm certain I'll see you there. And if there is no God, if there is no hell, I hope to live long enough to meet one of you and bash your brains in. You think this is funny? People are killing themselves. People are being murdered. And you think this is funny? Scott Adams is talking about the trillions of dollars that will be made. Off of what? Graves? Dead people? Kids who kill themselves, Scott? You're going to make trillions off of the dead? Well, that makes you a ghoul, Scott. That makes you a piece of shit, Scott. That makes you a son of a bitch, Scott. And I hope to fuck you burn in hell. And if I'm unlucky enough to not make it to heaven, I hope Satan hires me as your torturer. Because believe me, Scott, I've got a fucking imagination, too. I've got an imagination. Yeah, I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's okay. I don't think it's cool to joke about people who suffer from depression and who are probably going to kill themselves because of this shitty fucking lockdown. That makes zero sense. Next topic, or rather, the last topic. So, if you're unaware, I've been working with Jim Davidson for a couple weeks now on some podcasts. I think they've been going well. And in the last week, Jim proposed an idea that we convince people on April the 19th to obey, rather to not obey anyone, to disobey, to be defiant, and to get out, to meet with people, to have a party, to get together in groups. Not online, not on Zoom, not on Skype, not on any of the satanic tools of Bill Gates bullshit, but actually in person where you can hug someone and shake their fucking hand. On 19 April, we're going to convince people to participate in what we're calling the Igloo Luau. Luau. Luau as in the Hawaiian luau, you know, the pig roast. Wow, that's funny. And tomorrow, Jim and I are going to actually have a podcast that mostly focuses on that. But what I want to do is read the essay that shows up at igloo-luau.com. That's spelled India Golf Lima Oscar Oscar Lima Uniform Alpha Uniform.com. That's igloo-luau.com. I'm going to read his essay that's there on the front page, but tomorrow we're going to go into more depth about the plan. The plan's simple. Take back your dignity. Take back your sovereignty. Take back your autonomy. Take back the fact that you own your existence. No one else does. Ignore the freaks. Ignore the fucking cowards. Ignore the liars and the cheats. Ignore Bill Gates. Ignore Fossey. And definitely ignore that piece of shit Scott Adams. Don't listen to these fucks. Embrace the fact that you're still a human being, maybe only for a short while, because man, it looks like Bill Gates wants to make you a butt monkey slave, but for a while you're still free. On 19 April, have a party. Open your business. If you have a restaurant, open it and invite people to your restaurant. Invite people you know who have courage, who are willing to look through all this fucking bullshit. I live in Chinatown, Seattle. I live a half a mile from every major hospital in Seattle. I took a ton of video last week up and down 12th Avenue. The essential workers aren't scared, Scott. They're not living in fear, Bill. They're not hiding, Fossey. So fuck yourselves. On 19 April, we should regain our dignity if we have any left. I don't know if we do. I took the oath in 1996 to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. At the time, I actually believed that the other officers who took that oath with me took it seriously. As of right now, I call bullshit on all of you. The 3%ers, the fucking oath keepers, you're all full of shit. Unless you're willing to at least get out of this bullshit cycle, this lie, and engage with your neighbors, your community, actually real people on 19 April, then guess what? You're full of shit. And if you're an officer, if you're a colonel or a general, because, hey, you know, I'm old enough that some of these fucks might be, what the fuck? Who do you serve? Do you serve a free republic or do you serve a tyranny, sir? Because as of right now, I would say you serve a tyrant, several of them. And that makes you an enemy. It makes you a scumbag. It makes you a liar, a cheat, a scoundrel, a son of a bitch. Who do you serve? Do you serve freedom or do you serve the authority? Do you serve liberty? Or do you serve some dark figure, some chunk of software that Scott Adams says you can create, and he's certain that as long as Republicans and Democrats watch it, it'll all be okay? Who the fuck do you serve? If you're an officer in the United States Army, and you're looking at this situation right now, and you're allowing it, you're a piece of shit. If you're an officer in the United States military and you're accepting this tyrannical crap, you're a piece of shit. Fuck you. I don't care how tough you are. I don't care how many fucking push-ups you can do. Come to Little Saigon. I'll take a testicle or an eye. You might kill me, but I promise you, you'll be missing one of your little orbises. Fuck you and your bullshit. Fuck you and your honor. You have no honor. Fuck you and your don't lie, cheat, or steal. I know your bullshit. I saw through your bullshit many, many years ago. And for all you fucking liberals who say you care about people, like I said, every fucking person that kills themselves, that's on your head. If this turns out to be bullshit, which I think it is, that's on your head. That's your responsibility, you piece of shit. And if you have a brother, a sister, a mom or a dad that ends up killing themselves, you better meditate on how supportive of this fucking double secret probation, up the butt, sideways Sally, medical martial law crap. It is not possibly legal in any sense of common law. It isn't possibly legal in terms of the Bill of Rights. It is not right. It's the work of the devil. And if you're a Christian and you support this, you're no fucking Christian. I will call you out on that. Before God. You worship somebody, but it isn't Jesus. I promise you that. So let's read the essay. Title, Stop Obeying Your Chains, Break Them, by Jim Davidson. And at the top of the essay is a quote from Common Sense, written by Thomas Paine in 1775. And I quote Thomas Paine. If there must be trouble, let it be in my day, that my child may have peace. And we read on. The time has come to stop obeying. The truth is that all jobs and all businesses are essential to the people who depend on their job and their business to survive. There are only about 180,000 police in the United States. There are tens of millions now out of work and tens of thousands of businesses that are closed. If you reopen your business and you're the only one, the cops will come and close you up. If you reopen your business and everyone else in your community does the same thing, you outnumber the police. On 19 April in 1775, men in Massachusetts opened fire on British troops at Lexington, at Concord Bridge, and then all the way back to Boston. Americans won their independence by defying authority. If you want to be free, reopen your business on 19 April 2020. If you want to be free, come to work on 19 April 2020. If you want to be free, invite your friends over for a party on 19 April 2020. If you want to be free, keep and bear arms on 19 of April. But what about Grandma? No, I don't hate the elderly. No, I don't want you to make other people sick. Nothing about this virus is ever going to go away because there are 370 trillion viruses all around you all the time. 60 trillion bacteria in and around your body, and only 6 trillion body cells. This virus is just like any other virus, except perhaps it was designed to have 1,000 times, that's three orders of magnitude, more effectiveness at binding with the human genome. You can learn more about this from Derek Broze and Dr. Shiva. It was used in China to end the protests against the authorities in Hong Kong. It was used in China to go around and gather up the dissidents, beat them, torture them, and harvest their organs. If you allow it to be used to force you to take ID 2020, then Bill Gates is ready to make trillions of dollars ear-tagging 7 billion people and killing as many of them as disobey. The World Health Organization is run by an ardent Maoist communist who wants to enslave humanity. So is the Speaker of the House. In order for them to force you into slavery, you have to obey them. So don't obey them. Your chains? Break them. You have the power to refuse. You have the power to dance at a party when you want to dance. You have the power to have a party when you choose. You have the right to peaceably assemble and to practice your religion. So worship as you please. Party as you please, keep and bear arms, and stand up for your freedom. The people of the Warsaw Ghetto chose on 19 April 1943 because they remembered Lexington and Concord. Now is a good time to honor their choice, to honor your heritage as an American, and to choose freedom. If you want to live free, if you want your children to live free, now is the time to stop listening to the same people who have been lying to you for generations. For over a century since the Hearst Media lied the country into the Spanish-American War in 1898. If you want to lick the boots of the status, believe the operators of the protected cartel in restraint, that, you know, in strain of trade and healthcare, who claim to be the medical profession and are doing massive harm to tens of millions of Americans right now, believe the academics who want a communist or democratic socialist revolution led by people like them, then continue as you were. I don't care. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. And may you be beaten by that hand repeatedly. May your shackles chafe and itch. May your wounds become infected, and may you suffer a long time. Do Americans the courtesy of not pretending you are an American. Have a party, set off fireworks, open your business, bring your friends around with their guns to watch out for you. Keep and bear arms. Don't take the orders of the police, and don't go home when you are told, rebel. Organize your friends and family, prepare for the consequences of open rebellion. But rebel. Make them back down. If you won't stand up, they'll run over all your freedom forever. If you will stand up, you have the ability to make them back down. It's time. It's that time. It's that time to Igloo Luau. Thank you. Like I said, I'm pissed off, folks. I've been angry. I can't really, I am unable to do my best work when I'm this pissed off. And I don't think that's special. I think that's true for most people. What I am telling you is you can be a slave and you can die as a slave. That's your choice. If you're happy with your dystopian bullshit, keep it. Keep living in your bullshit reality. Keep staring at your ironically named device. What do they call it? A smart device? Guess what? Everything is ironically named now. So it really isn't a smart device, is it? Keep doing the same shit. And if you have kids, you can keep rationalizing, well, I'm going to go along and get along for my kids. Till what? Till some doctor medically rapes them? Is that your fucking plan? And if you're a Christian, what the fuck? If you're a Christian, you need to go to fucking church tomorrow. You need to go to church with people. You need to ignore the Satanists. You need to ignore the devil worshipers. You need to ignore Scott Adams and Bill Gates and that fuck Fauci. You need to ignore the fucking Pope because man is he on the devil's side. If you're a Christian, you need to fucking ask yourself, what are you willing to do for Jesus? Because guess what? Jesus died on the cross for you. So what are you willing to do for him? And if your answer is, well, that they told me to stay in my little fucking cave, stay in your cave. Stay in your cave. Stay in your cave until tomorrow, but tomorrow, roll back the stone. That's all I've got to say.